quite the crowd tonight, not just in here, but throughout the night inside the building.
It's fun. Wow, is it fun. What a crowd.
What does it mean to your team to have that kind of support?
Well, I mean, it's like our Wolfpack is even bigger. You know what I mean? Our Wolfpack grew by 12,500 or whatever it was.
Yeah, 12,083 to be exact. You got off to the 2-0 lead. How important was that to this game tonight?
I think really important. I mean, we had a lead for, what, 14 minutes in the whole series
yes,
so far?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, that's right.
So that's definitely atypical for us.
Back from the volume on there. We're trying to fix it.
The master's down there. If you turn it down, yes. Because otherwise we will get the... thank you, Tyler. Appreciate that. Some people may not hear us now, but sorry about that. Otherwise we'll end up with feedback.
Yeah, so I just think a really big start was really important. We knew they were going to come out hot. So being able to just match that energy and get into Blades hockey was really critical for us.
Bedard scores to make it 3-2 on a perfect shot, I guess. And just how did you like your team's response to that, where you didn't sit back and you went out and attacked and scored a couple minutes later?
Yeah. It's crazy the things he does. He's such a special player. For us to not get lost in that their momentum swing and just kind of reset, focus on managing pucks, recovering pucks, getting heavy and spending time just kind of nullify that momentum was really important.
Actually, they had a huge opportunity to tie. Oremba misses an empty
net.
Oh,
I know.
What was going through your mind when you saw that?
The hockey gods have been with us a little bit recently. Like, truly. I mean, game two, I'll go back to that. I really liked our game, and we couldn't get any breaks. We couldn't get any bounces, it seemed like. And then game three, they have an empty net. They miss by a foot and a half.
Yep.
To really make it a 3-0 series. And then tonight, that would have been a huge momentum swing to make it 2-2 at the time, I believe. So, yeah, the hockey gods have been with us a little bit.
You go to Ethan Chadwick, obviously, halfway through game two, and gets his first career home playoff start tonight. Obviously, played pretty well.
Yeah, I thought he was solid. I really did.
33-22.
Yeah, there was a few in the third where it was like, oh, here they come, here's the momentum and all that, and he stood tall in those, so good for him.
You get a first goal from Connor Roulette. I thought Tanner Molendijk played his best game of the series tonight. I mean, your guys really stepped up, some guys that needed to step up. I mentioned your best guys have to be your best guys. Your best guys were your best guys tonight.
Right. Yeah, they were. And, like, their top guys are playing 30 minutes, and that's just not how we've ever done it this season. Last year, I've kind of mentioned this before, like, I played Tristan Robbins way too much. He was up in the 27 range. And so for us, that means we just can't have the pure matchup just because it's just not how we're built. So different guys have to step up. Different guys have to take matchups and against their top players. And like the Wong line in the third period started taking that matchup, and they did a really good job.
And now it rolls into tomorrow. Sixth game in 9 nights. The fact that you've been able to roll 4 lines in 6D for the most part plays into your favor against a team that's relying so much on their top 4 guys. You have to feel pretty good about your chances in game 6 tomorrow in Regina, even though I know you're not going to say that, but you got to like what's going on here right now in your favor.
Yeah, I mean, we need to play everyone. Mm-hmm. It's a strength of ours. At the same time, like, you know, an angry Bedard, an angry Hal, Suzlev, Svozil, those guys, like, with their backs against the wall, we're expecting a pretty aggressive start, I would say.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to seeing it tomorrow night. Brendan, congratulations.
Thank you.
Brendan Sonny, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.